Well, hey there. Welcome to season four, episode eight, the one with the golden thread. And this is the final episode in this season. And just a reminder, we have a hiatus until January 2026. And hey, if you're listening to this and it's after January, thank you so much for being here. I super appreciate you. Now, today, I really want to zone in on failing to plan, which is then planning to fail. That is probably one of my favorite sayings, along with done is better than perfect, right? Those are the two kind of sayings that I kind of run my business by, right? Failing to plan is planning to fail, and done is better than perfect. Both of these are kind of the op on the opposite side of things, but I think the planning component is something that most of us kind of struggle with. Now, what I mean by that is if you are someone who loves to fly by the seat of your pants, and I can raise my hand and say, hey, I actually really love doing that. And it's very much about figuring out what a plan looks like for you. Now, I'm a huge 90-day planner, and that works really well for me because it provides flexibility. I'm not planning too far in advance because I just can't, particularly in this season of life where I'm traveling full time and 90 days is the length of time that I stay in each country that I'm traveling to. So I'm really zoned in on a 90-day plan. But you could zone in further and just do 30 days at a time. But the point being that it is very much about figuring out what planning looks like for you. So in today's episode, it's going to be a little bit different. I just want to share some different ways that you can kind of approach planning, even if you are someone who is kind of like, I love to just kind of fly by the seat of my pants. Totally get that. But the reason why I no longer really do that is because it adds a layer of stress, and I do not want stress in my life, particularly in the season of being perimenopause. Stress is one of the things that I need to remove from my life, not add to it. When we're in our 20s and 30s, totally fine to have all the, those stresses and all of those things. But once you get 40 plus, you kind of need to really think about removing stress from your life. And this is one of the ways that I can do that because when you fly by the seat of your pants, there is this element of stress that is just always present. And whilst you can really quickly figure things out if you're someone who's used to doing that, it is so much easier to just simply build in flexibility versus flying by the seat of your pants. So here's kind of what I do when it comes to planning. And then you can kind of figure out what works best for you. At the end of the day, we all need some type of plan. There needs to be a reason for you to be in business, right? The whole reason that you're here is clearly to help people. You have something to sell. So, how are you going to sell it? That's what this planning piece is all about. So, you could simply approach your planning from a promotion-only viewpoint. I like to plan with the three core areas in mind: grow, nurture, sell. So always growing my audience and offers, always nurturing my audience, and always selling to my audience. And those are the three core things that I do every single day, but also these influence my plan, right? Whatever I'm planning, whatever that kind of looks like. So right now, it is, November. And we're heading into the last half of the year. So I already have a fairly loose plan of what I'm doing in this last quarter, right? We've already, October's done, it's gone. Everything that has happened there, I've done. For the entire month of November, all I'm worried about is my birthday promotion. That's it. There are a couple of Black Friday events that I'm participating in, but I'm not running anything. And there's a big difference between running an event and participating. Participating is so much easier. And then really for December, there are a couple of events that I'm participating in again, but I'm personally not doing any events myself because I wanted to give myself a ton of space to be able to sit with what I wanted the first quarter to look like in 2026, combined with the fact that I'm actually going to be in two different countries in that first quarter. So lots of layers to all the things. So here's kind of how I approach things. Number one, I really think about what it is that I want to promote in a month. Now, this goes beyond the evergreen pieces that I have in place. So I have a weekly sales series that takes care of promoting the majority of my individual courses and templates and stuff like that. So I don't need to touch that. I could, And I might review that in December. I might decide that I'm going to turn that off. I don't know. But that is kind of just happening in the background and goes out every Friday, right? The Friday flashes, 24-hour flash sale, done. So I could just leave things at that if I wanted to and just focus on my grow, nurture, sell activities. And sometimes I do that, right? I want you to know that you can plan, but you can change your plans too. There is never any reason that everything has to be set in stone. Then there's also the evergreen component that I have in place for the 1K lab, because the 1K lab is always open. But I have got something fresh coming, which I'm not going to share right now. But by the time, if you're listening to this in the future, you'll know exactly what it is. But for my birthday promotion, I've got something new that I'm going to be sharing with the world. And it's something that I've been working on most of this year, on and off. And now is the right time to kind of bring it to fruition. So I knew that that was something that I needed to focus on for November. I didn't want to have to worry about anything else. So when I'm planning, I'm really just sitting down and going, okay, well, what am I promoting for the next few months? What does that actually look like? Now, sometimes, like I said, I don't actually have to do any intentional promotion because I already have two evergreen things in place, the 1K lab evergreen sequences and the weekly sales series. I can just leave things at that. And then all that I would be doing is focusing on grow, nurture, sell. How am I growing my audience and offers? How am I nurturing my audience and how am I selling to my audience? Now, I send daily emails except for Saturdays. So the grow, nurture, sell component really takes care of itself almost just within those emails. But that's kind of the core of my business is writing emails, doing podcast episodes, and one YouTube video a month. And that's it. If that's all that I wanted to do, then I could just simply do that. But I do like doing something at least once a quarter where maybe it's a live element or maybe there's some special thing that I want to do. So that's how I kind of approach it. Now you'll notice that I didn't go into the weeds. Like I didn't go, okay, week one, I'm doing this. Week two, I'm doing this. Because at the end of the day, I want flexibility. I just need to know kind of what my themes are for each month. So that's kind of more where I come at it. I come at it from, okay, so the two evergreen things are happening. I know what my grow, nurture, sell daily activities are. Then I'm just going to create the themes for my podcast, which then influences the video that I record for YouTube, which then also influences the emails that I write. And then if I'm participating in any collaborations, right, some bundles, summits, or anything like that, then that's going to be weaved in there as well. So it actually becomes really, really simple. So, my friend, your action step today is to just decide what planning looks like for you and to create something, even if you just wrote on a post-it note, I'm going to promote this and this for the next 2 months. And then you'll figure out the rest. Or conversely, you can be super detailed and you can break it down by a week-by-week plan. And I used to do that. I have a 90-day plan sitting in Trello that if you want that, you will find a link in the notes below to go and grab the 90-day plan in Trello if that's something that you want to check out. I used that for years and years and years until I just kind of got to this point in my business where things were fairly similar in terms of what I'm doing. And because I have the daily cash flow checklist, right, the grow, nurture, sell components, it does make life a lot easier. And planning is as simple as me sitting down and going, okay, what are we promoting this quarter? Great. Then everything else is kind of built off of that. So, my lovelies, that's it for today's Simple Success session and our final episode in season four. I cannot wait to chat with you guys in the new year. I hope that you have an amazing holiday season, whatever way you celebrate it. And if there is anything that you want to do in terms of creating an online business that is easy and fun for you, then I highly encourage you to go and check out hustleandgroove.com/everything. And that will give you a very clear picture of all the different ways that I can support you. Otherwise, remember, it does get to be easy and fun. You just have to allow it to be so. Take care.